I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt, a podcast about electric vehicles, renewable energy, autonomous driving, and much, much more. My name is Bodie, and I am your host. And on today's episode, I have allergies. They're killing me. So you can hear it in my voice. My voice is not great today, so I apologize for that. On today's episode, we have a lot of stories, but not a lot of substance. So we're going to kick off with some EV news here. First up, we have Nikola Motors delivery numbers. In Q1 2024, Nikola produced 43 Class 8 hydrogen cell semi-trucks, and they wholesaled, which means they were sent to dealers, 40 of those trucks. Nikola did say that they're working on their second generation battery electric semi-truck. And honestly, I don't know if these are good or bad numbers for Nikola, because we don't really pay that much attention to it, but we'll keep an eye on it. Lucid Motors produced 1,728 vehicles in Q1 2024. It was estimated that they would produce 2,123, so they fell short of that estimation. They delivered, though, 1,967 vehicles, and it was only estimated that they would deliver 1,745. So they were down on what the market estimated they would produce, but up on what the market thought they could deliver. So congratulations to Lucid on your deliveries. Shame on you for what you produced. The market didn't think it was enough. GM is relaunching their autonomous driving service. That, according to many headlines that I saw, but they're not really. So GM's autonomous driving service is called Cruise. And in San Francisco, there was a person that got hit and then drugged by the vehicle and injured. I don't know how bad. But GM, for a variety of different reasons, shut down service of Cruise. And now they're starting to bring that service back up. However, their very first step is not to operate these vehicles. Their first step is creating maps and gathering road information. And these are going to be human-powered vehicles. And the autonomous features of the vehicles will not be engaged. So these are baby steps to getting back up to where they were. And hopefully better than they were. Fisker has signed one auto dealer in Miami and a few more in Europe. I'm still rooting for Fisker to pull out of this nosedive, and hopefully these are, again, baby steps of doing that. GM is building a $3.5 billion battery plant near New Carlisle, Indiana. Initially, GM was going to partner with LG on this plant, but for whatever reason, that deal fell through. Instead, they're going to be partnering with Samsung SDI. GM is planning on using that plant to build cylindrical and prismatic cells. At the moment, they're prepping the site to begin construction by clearing the ground and bringing in utilities and all that stuff. But actual construction of the plant will begin in 2025, and then they'll start producing batteries in 2027. Ford showed off its new 2024 Mustang Mach-E. The 2024 models saw a range bump improved fast charging, and a performance bump over the 2023 models. Now, I've been told by several different people that when I read off the trims and the numbers, it just kind of all gets jumbled and lost in their brain, and I can totally understand that. So we'll just say that how big of a bump depends on the trim that you're looking at. In the future, I'll try to find a better way to present that. However, right now, my nose is all stuffy and I have morning voice, and I'm sure you don't want to hear me reading off numbers with this monotone voice that I currently am rocking. Ford also reduced the price of the 2024 F-150 in some cases by as much as $5,500. See your local dealer for more information.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Nation. All right, that is it for our EV news. Before we move on to our Tesla news, I just want to let you know that we do have a Patreon and an Acast Plus if you want to help support the show. All of your money goes back into the show. None of the money goes into my own pocket to pay my bills or anything like that. Everything goes back into the show to do things like pay the subscription services, upgrade equipment, that kind of thing. So if you're interested, go to patreon.com/kilowatt or supportkilowatt.com. If you don't like Patreon, there is an Acast Plus option. Just check out the link in the show notes and you can sign up that way as well. In addition to helping support the show and getting a good feeling from that, you also get an ad-free show. Okie doke, let's move into our Tesla news. Tesla is pausing Cybertruck deliveries because of an unexpected delay. And it sounds like the problem is due to a decorative piece on the accelerator. So you have the actual lever that you push down on and it makes the car move forward. And then you have that decorative pedal piece. As that decorative pedal piece slips up and off the mechanical piece, there are some reports of that decorative piece being stuck like on the carpet or wedged in so that the accelerator is still pushed down even when you lift your foot off. And actually, Allison and Steve Sheridan sent along a TikTok video of somebody illustrating this point because it happened to them in their Cybertruck. Now, the person isn't doing it on the road. They're perfectly safe as they're demonstrating this. So I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes. But again, thanks to Allison for sending the video and Steve for pointing out what the actual problem was. We do have more Cybertruck news. Monroe Live did a teardown of the Cybertruck, and it shows that the battery pack is half empty, or as I like to look at it, half full. And I thought I was very clever with that joke. However, Tesla Cybertruck's lead engineer, Wes Morrill, already made that joke. So I'll have to turn myself in to the comedy police. Back to the battery pack story, though. No one's really sure why there's only half the cells that there could be in the battery pack. I haven't watched the Monroe teardown of the Cybertruck just yet. It is on my list after hearing this. It's very likely that I'll have watched it before our next episode. But I'm very curious as to why the Cybertruck battery pack is half empty or half full. But if you want the extended range battery pack, you have to have that big shelf in the back of your truck. So why is that, do you think? I don't know. I have no idea. If you have thoughts on this, you can email me, Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital, and let me know what you're thinking, because I honestly have no idea. All right, let's move on to Tesla's $25,000 car, codenamed NV9. According to Electrek, the car is on the back burner. So a week or so ago, we got a Reuters report saying that Tesla had canceled the $25,000 car and decided to focus on robotaxis. Elon denied this. It seemed like that was the end of the story, but Electrek spoke with people familiar with the matter, and they've said that that car is on the back burner. It doesn't mean it's canceled. It just means, for whatever reason, Tesla decided to delay it. There are plenty of reasons, valid reasons, to delay a project like this or even cancel it. One of those reasons could be that they can't build the car and actually sell it for $25,000 and make a profit, because that's kind of important when you're a business. But it's also important to have an affordable car that people can buy. So companies like BYD want to come into the US and they want to start selling their very affordable cars here. BYD has received over $3.7 billion in incentives from the Chinese government. While $3.7 billion in the grand scheme of building cars isn't a lot of money, it can help you or incentivize you to build affordable vehicles, and BYD has done it. I have no idea if they're profitable. You know, I don't know if they're selling a $18,000 car and they're making any money off of it, or if the Chinese government is just propping them up. But it would be very foolish for Tesla to cancel this project altogether, because Chinese companies like BYD and NIO would love to come into the U.S. and sell their cars. And it would be a real issue for U.S. automakers if these very affordable Chinese cars, and pretty impressive for the amount of money that they cost, came in and started taking market share away from these other companies in the U.S. And the way to combat that is to make just as compelling and affordable cars. And right now, U.S. automakers, they're just not doing that. All right, let's move on to full self-driving. Tesla launched full self-driving in Canada and reduced the subscription price of full self-driving from $199 to $99. If you want to buy full self-driving, though, no change in the price, which I think is a mistake, because at $100 a month for 12 months, that's $1,200 a year, you would have to own your car for 10 years for that to actually make sense to buy it. And for a lot of people, that just doesn't make sense. So I do think eventually the price to purchase full self-driving will come down or go away altogether. But that's the least interesting news about full self-driving. I've got more news. Some Tesla owners received the full self-driving 1 month trial. I have not received that yet. And no, I'm not bitter, but I'm still kind of bitter. Anyway, some of those lucky folks who actually did receive the full self-driving trial are claiming that their Teslas are hitting or jumping curbs when full self-driving or summon mode is activated, allegedly. Not surprisingly, these owners went to Tesla asking them to take responsibility for the damage. And according to Inside EVs, Tesla's not going to pay for the damage to be fixed, even though one of the owners had proof that FSD was activated and there was video showing the damage occurring. So, you know, the damage is mostly just tires and stuff, but those rims are not cheap. They're pretty expensive. So this is a problem with over-promising on your capabilities for a feature and then not taking responsibility when there's actual damage. I don't think anybody who had experienced this feature and then damaged their car is going to pay Tesla, after this experience, the $99 or $12,000 needed for full self-driving. Even the most diehard Tesla fan probably would feel a little bit shafted by this. So, all right, just a couple more stories left. And I'm going to be honest, the stories are not all that uplifting. They're kind of depressing. So Tesla has settled with the family of a 38-year-old Model X owner who passed away after his vehicle hit a concrete barrier on a freeway in Northern California. The vehicle was going about 71 miles per hour when it actually hit the concrete barrier. Autopilot was engaged. So if you remember this, the owner, his name was Walter Hong. He had complained to Tesla a few weeks or even a few days earlier about the car swerving towards the specific concrete barrier when autopilot was engaged. The National Transportation Safety Board actually ruled that autopilot was partially responsible for the accident. Huang had the other part of the responsibility because he was playing a game on his phone prior to the car hitting the barrier. Recently, Huang's family brought a lawsuit against Tesla. Tesla and the family have now settled that lawsuit. No word on what the terms of the settlement were, but that matter has been settled. All right, moving on to our final story of the episode. Tesla is laying off 10% of its workforce. Right now, Tesla has just over 140,000 employees, so they're laying off about 14,000 in total. According to a possibly leaked email from Elon to Tesla employees, the layoffs had to do with Tesla's rapid growth, and then they duplicated roles and job functions. So I'm going to read the email to you here. Over the years, we have grown rapidly with multiple factories scaling around the globe. With this rapid growth, there has been duplication of roles and job functions in certain areas. As we prepare the company for our next phase of growth, it is extremely important to look at every aspect of the company for cost reductions and increasing productivity. As part of this effort, we have done a thorough review of the organization and made the difficult decision to reduce our headcount by more than 10% globally. There is nothing I hate more, but it must be done. This will enable us to be lean, innovative, and hungry for the next growth phase cycle. I would like to thank everyone who is departing Tesla for their hard work over the years. I am deeply grateful for your many contributions to our mission, and we wish you well in your future opportunities. It is very difficult to say goodbye. For those remaining, I would like to thank you in advance for the difficult job that remains ahead. We are developing some of the most revolutionary technologies in auto energy and artificial intelligence as we prepare the company for that next phase of growth. Your resolve will make a huge difference in getting us there. Thanks, Elon. So honestly, I'm not surprised that this happened. I am surprised how long Tesla was able to hold off and not do layoffs, because tech companies and automakers around the world are laying off employees. So this doesn't surprise me in the least. And it's not new for Tesla to evaluate the health of the company and find out, you know, is there duplication? Elon is big on not duplicating job functions. When I first started this podcast, when Tesla almost went bankrupt, or allegedly was going bankrupt, and I think it's probably they were almost bankrupt, Elon and the team at Tesla went through and looked at all the employees and the contractors and what they actually did for the company, and they found a tremendous amount of bloat, and they made a huge cut to staff at that point in time. And this should come as a surprise to no one, because Elon likes running or having that startup feel when he's running his companies. And, you know, he went into Twitter and laid a ton of people off. So I guess what I'm saying is the biggest takeaway from this is that Tesla waited so long, honestly, to lay folks off because it was coming. They just have a history of doing it. With any luck, the employees who are laid off will have enough severance to give them a bit of time to collect themselves and find another job and land on their feet. So best of luck to everybody who is getting those layoff notices. Now, this is not really related to the layoffs, but Senior Vice President of Powertrain and Energy, Drew Baglino, is leaving Tesla. He didn't give a specific reason for this, but you've heard Drew on earnings calls and at other Tesla events. He's leaving. He's been with the company for 18 years. I read a lot of articles of people trying to read the tea leaves on this. I don't think it's anything except for this guy's worked for 18 years for the same company, and he wants to move on. I'm going to play one news report that sums up our Tesla segment really nicely. Some of the things that they mentioned in the report, like Tesla pausing orders or deliveries of the Cybertruck, and the Drew Baglino leaving and the layoffs, I don't think any of those things have anything to do with one another, but they mention it because all of these things happened this week. But what I want you to concentrate on is how Tesla notified some of these employees that they were laid off. So I'm going to play the video and then we'll chat for a moment on the other side.
Cybertrucks line the side of the highway in southeast Austin amid new reports that Tesla is temporarily halting deliveries as a top Tesla exec announces his resignation on Twitter and the company announces mass layoffs.
Just out of the blue, they laid me off.
Until Monday, Bradley Olson worked on Model Ys at the Gigafactory.
At 2 a.m., which is middle of the day for me because I was night shift, overnight shift. Just look at my phone and my Microsoft Teams logged me out. I was like, oh, okay, I probably just need to reset my password. But then I try and they said, and then it says my account was blocked. And I had like a straight up panic attack.
Some employees even showed up to work Monday morning.
I was literally standing outside trying to figure out why my badge isn't working. Why is it that I can't log in?
The employees Fox 7 spoke to were sent an email notifying them around 3 Monday morning. It notes the need for cost reductions and increasing productivity, though, quote, this decision was not made lightly. Employees were told in the memo that their last working day was Sunday, the day prior. Also included in the email, a WARN notice in case of, quote, any possible obligation under federal or state law. The WARN Act requires companies with a certain number of employees to provide notice 60 days in advance ahead of plant closures or mass layoffs. Official employment termination will occur as early as June 14th. And according to Tesla, employees will receive further information regarding severance packages and benefits continuation within 48 hours of the original email.
It's ridiculous. The bomb that they just dropped on me and like who knows how many other people. This is sad. It's just a heads up would have been nice.
All right. So if this video is true, Tesla turning off people's Teams accounts or turning off their badges or sending an email in the middle of the night to notify people that they no longer have a job and that they'll reach out to them within 48 hours with their severance information, that is unacceptable. That is there's no reason to cause that much undue stress to folks who are losing their job. That is an absolute ridiculous way to do it. I don't know if it's true. I would imagine because this came from a news source that the news source is going to report accurately, but I'm going to give, you know, Tesla the benefit of the doubt here until I read it in more locations. I've only seen it from this one news source. If that is true, that is absolutely unacceptable, and Tesla should be ashamed of themselves. That is no way to treat people who are working for you. And in Elon's email, he said that he was grateful that they came and they worked so hard for the company. That's not showing your gratitude. That's being a coward. So I will leave it there. Let's go ahead and give you my email if you want to email me. My email is Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com. You can find me on Twitter or X at 918digital. Yeah, I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. My voice got better at the end. The allergy medicine kicked in, and I sound almost normal, I think. I was real touch and go there at the beginning. But yeah, I hope you all have a wonderful week, and we have more news on Friday.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.